There's intelligence in the heart that's ready to give way. So if we can remember all the civilizations that basically came up the ranks but never succeeded, it's because the mind still was in charge. The mind, the ego, was still in control. So we want to remember that this ascension process is entitled to us now. So there's an immediacy of this delivery. And so we want to remember it's the connection between the mind and the heart that's going to stimulate our advancement, that's going to stimulate our new consent. So the more that you can allow your heart to breathe, now when I'm saying that, it's almost like when they're saying breathing, yeah, they really mean that. They really mean that. So again, we're allowing the gifts to be remembered. The reason being, we are all extremely gifted. We're all spiritual leaders. We all have new advancements to offer to proceed. And so imagine you're just getting started, you're just getting stimulated, you're just getting on the right page to take off. So the point about that is to remember that we're going beyond the past, and this is so vital that we understand, it's beyond the past consideration of self. It's beyond like what we, how would I say that? Like how we've been living up to now, basically, because for the most part, we've been functioning out of the mind and we've been functioning out of false beliefs. And those false beliefs really keep us imprisoned into like one small, like just imagine there's an entire graph sheet of paper and you're just hanging out between three little squares. So I can go right, left, up and down, but in this tiny little confined space. Now, the more that we understand love is happening, the more that we understand that we're jumping off the sheet. When they say jumping off the sheet, you kind of want to think of like a graph paper being like 2D reality, whereas we make that quantum leap. When we make that quantum jump, we're moving into our total claim. We're moving into our total atmosphere. So when they're saying total atmosphere, it's who we are in our true remembrance. And it's who we are in our true holiness. And so as we allow that whole self to be known, to be interfaced, to be allowed, to be brought forth, to be brought through, to advance, we recognize our kindness. In other words, we recognize our kind. So we want to remember that we're moving beyond the limitation of the past, meaning the beyond the limitation of we are just whatever your name is in this incarnation. What you want to imagine is that you're traveling higher now. So you want to think of your higher self coming inside, coming to be introduced, and allowing your sun to shine. So when they're saying there's your sun, we want to imagine that there's light within our heart, and we want to imagine that it's a flame, it's glowing, it's like embers. So when I'm looking at it, I just have like almost like in a fireplace, or whatever, you just have like these embers shooting out. However you it presents for you is exactly the way it should. But the important part is that you allow yourself the advancement. So anything where you take yourself beyond, you take yourself further, again, in that quantum understanding of self. So what they mean by that is it's all now available. In other words, as we receive it in consciousness, so it shall be. And the more that we understand that we are the ones restoring ourselves to brilliance, we are the ones that in essence are saying it's okay. In English, we always have free will. It doesn't matter how much light we're receiving, we have to abide by it. We have to agree by it. So we don't want to stay standing still. In other words, we don't want to stay in that old confinement. Remember the few squares where, you know, you could just go back and forth like three. So it's like nine squares to play with. And imagine there 10,000 squares to choose from and we're only shuffling around in nine squares. So they gave us those like crazy numbers so that we could really get a sense of how much we're growing, how much we're increasing in our new lifestyle. The more that we understand that we're evolving, the more that we understand that we're moving into our new lifestyle, our new dormitory, our new access, we will allow ourselves to shift with ease. So in order to do this, we have to expand our definition of self. We have to expand what we consider to be right. And so we want to remember that we're going beyond what we've been taught. We're going beyond what we've decided. And so we're functioning in a society, we're functioning amongst form that has a different name. As we go beyond that past traveling, we're going to find out that we actually are already evolved. We're in English, we're already there. So if you could just imagine that it's just sort of agreeing. So it's sort of like, do you want the blueberry muffin? Do you want the chocolate chip muffin? Well, I'm going to choose the chocolate chip. So when we choose the light, when we choose our heart, when we choose ourselves higher, when we choose ourselves in our truest claim, as we will assert our readiness, so it shall be. So when I said so it shall be, it was like the drop. It was the download. It was the transmission. So again, it's sort of like catch it if you can. Imagine someone throwing you a package, a ball or whatever, and you hold out your arms generously and you receive it at last. So again, it's received, it's here. And so what we're doing now is welcoming it in. So remember your column of light, allow the light to shine, allow it to shimmer. So as it travels through, we want to enliven, we want to stimulate those chakras and allow that light. You can imagine putting a sun in each of your chakras. You could just have like, how would I call those things? Dew drips. It's like almost like liquid gold. So just imagine gold was in a liquid form and you kind of have like drop, drop, drop. That's what it looks like to me. But regardless, anything where we sign on to our sunshine, this is the important part, that we're agreeing with our sunshine, that we're agreeing with our light, that we're agreeing with our true understanding of self. So when I just said that, Merlin just kind of swooped in. And offered, they're saying, like a good remedy. So we want to understand that's occurring. We want to understand there's no Merlin separate from us. He's not going to override our safe values. So it's like when we say yes, when we authorize it, when we increase our true reality, all the masters agree, all the masters say so, all the masters offer, because, and this is so important, we're agreeing with that aspect of our own master signature scent. So allow yourself to receive that. There's no master in the outer that's separate from the master inside. So they want me to say that like far and wide so that we really start considering this. So when we open up to master assertion, when we open up to master kindness, it's because we're recognizing the master that we are, that we're here to claim, that we're here to bring forth, that we're here to resurrect. And now they're saying and stop. So what they mean by stop is sort of like take a pause, let everyone catch up. So again, the master consciousness that we are here to resurrect, meaning that it was the plan when you took this incarnation all along. And everything that you need is inside, and we're bringing it forth. And they're saying crying out for mercy. But what they mean is like, we're saying we're ready. We're saying we're ready. So when we understand who we are, when we understand what's due us, when we understand that we're professing the light first, that we're opening up the heart, that we're ready to lead. So again, when they say lead, trust whatever your divine appointment is, that's what you're agreeing to. If you're supposed to lead and be Moses, that's what's going to happen. If you're supposed to be in a smaller setting and lead in consciousness, then that's what's supposed to happen. So what you're simply agreeing to is your favorite kindness. In other words, what your higher self had in mind all along when you took life. So we don't have to worry about for whatever reason, they want me to share this. We don't have to worry about being challenged beyond our due readiness. In other words, we didn't agree to anything that we can't align with, because it actually is us. So allow yourself to receive your higher heart's communication. So again, allowing those higher stirrings, allowing those higher knowings, allowing those higher increases to be well established. Well established is, we know so much more than we've ever been shown, that we've ever been taught. And what we're doing is giving full pleasure, giving full pleasing, giving full permission now. So as we receive, we have a change of heart. What they mean by that is our heart is opening. And I literally had, oh my gosh, it was almost like, what do you call that? Like a hearth or a wood stove or whatever. In any event, what I watch is like a little door opening in my heart. So again, the point is the heart opening. The heart opening. And they're saying just a crack, just a little bit more than you normally do. Just having additional awareness, because we want to remember we're opening up to be the embodiment of love. We're opening up to be the Christ. So this is where we no longer can just function from that mental. This is what took down every society, Atlantis and name them all. And so as we open up and join with our sacred self, all is self-revealed. All is self-revealed. When I just said all is self-revealed, I just suddenly shifted in a huge, extraordinary way. So allow that to settle, allow that to stir your new understanding of self. So it's like as we receive our sacred self, all of those mental questions, should I do this or should I do that? Or do I stay in the relationship? Do I leave? Do I change? Whatever the questions are, as we introduce our sacred self, all is now well known. So for some of us, this is the reason we've been in a holding pattern. Why nothing's really moving, no matter how much we pray, no matter how much we ask for assistance, because we had a shift inside. In other words, we had to hold that new consciousness that knows wiser, in order for us to best be suited. So it's not like spirit didn't love us, our higher self didn't love us. We were in the process of self-regulation, of self-introduction. And so as we now own and honor and align with this higher knowing, it's like they're basically saying, you know, now let the games begin. Now let the procession start. So allow that to take hold. And again, we're holding that compassion that just like we've been a little lost finding our way, so is everybody else. So everybody is on their way to full adjustment. So we're offering everything that we're now holding to the collective, to all that we know, to all that we don't know. But of course, we know everyone is one in our higher understanding. So the more that we offer that love generously, the more that we offer that love generously, the more that we're given, the more love that comes through us, the more that we extend the blessings, the more that we receive the blessings, and the more that we extend the light, the more that we open the heart, the more that we'll have understanding of the heart and all of its usefulness. So receive, receive, receive. And so it is.